Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. More wonderful information from Judicial Watch regarding the Obama travelogue. After several Freedom of Information Act requests, Judicial Watch was able to obtain travel records which revealed that the Obama family vacation to Honolulu in 2012 cost over $560,000 just for security alone. That figure included $409,000 for Secret Service lodging. It took Judicial Watch 9 months to obtain the information from a simple expense report. Those expenses for the Secret Service broke down into air and rail at $68,000, car rentals and housing $88,000, and more rooms at almost $410,000. According to an article in the Washington Times, the cost of the Obamas' trip to Hawaii was estimated at $4 million. The Times reported that while the president and his friends pay for their own rental homes, taxpayers pick up the bill for everything else. Everything else includes the cost of security and accommodations for White House staff who stayed at the luxurious one of the Surfrider Hotel on Waikiki Beach, where rooms could cost as much as $370 per night. In another vacation trip in 2013 to Martha's Vineyard, it cost the taxpayers over $370,000, and that was in addition to over $1 million the Obamas had charged in flight expenses and for this extravagant vacation. Again, Secret Service expenses were over $38,000 in air and rail costs, $162,000 in car rental costs, and $170,000 for hotel rooms, and there were 75 of those rooms used. According to Judicial Watch, it is clear that the Obamas do not care about the cost to the taxpayers of their lavish vacations. Mr. Fitton at Judicial Watch says, keep in mind that this extended vacation took place at a time when the unemployment rate was at 7.3%, with more than 11 million Americans out of work. According to Judicial Watch, the 2013 vacation to Martha's Vineyard was interrupted only once for the official business, and that was on August 15th when the president read a five-minute statement in response to the escalating violence in Egypt, where 278 people were killed. And speaking of wasteful spending, I just read that Congressman Nancy Pelosi will receive $800,000 a year in retirement benefits. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that this administration's failure to take sides is placing the world in a very precarious position? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.